Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Well, hello, hello. Happy Saturday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out on Drive all of next week alongside the superstar that is Darren Bennett. That's 4 o'clock Monday to Friday. Anyway, we start this podcasty thing by looking at yesterday's Premier League fixture, where, of course, Aston Villa took on Leeds United. Here's how it sounded on TalkSport.
Approaching the halfway point in this strange and crowded season, and nobody in the bottom half looks too good to go down. Cameron now galloping forward, and he has options just outside the penalty area. Leon Bailey onto his favourite left foot. 1-0 Aston Villa. Fabulous finish by Bailey. Curled it with his left foot. Less than 2.5 minutes play. And lift off for Aston Villa. Down by Rodrigo. Harrison Shaw is blocked. Rodrigo 1-1. It's been coming. No, no, no. Flags up. Leon Bailey left foot. Good save by Melier. Headed goalwards. And in. No, flags up. Buendia's goal is disallowed. And the sign of the television means Aston Villa 2, Leeds United 0. Goal for Emi Buendia. For Nonto into the box. Met by Solson. Still Nonto goes on. Chance for Bamford. 2-1. Patrick Bamford has pulled one back for Leeds United.
Now, the Aston Villa manager, Unai Emery, of course, gave us his reaction to how his players got on last night.
Good evening, Jay. Really, after the bad result we did against Aston Villa, it was very important here at home with our support and to try to show them again a good spirit and good performance, and again a tough team, because the first half we struggled and really we were winning 1-0, but they had chances and we needed our goalkeeper to save some very good actions for of them. But the second half I think we changed and we had better performance and we control of the game like I want more, with more keeping the ball possession longer than the first half, attacking as well to break their pressing and their duels 1-1. But as well, we scored the second goal, we had another chance to score the third, and I think we get the second half, the performance and the result we got on the pitch.
And the Leeds gaffer, Jesse March, also shared his thoughts at full-time, discussing his side's performances.
I'm actually more satisfied than I've been in a long time, because for me, it's our best complete performance since I've been here, which, you know, I've been edging, pushing the players on to really commit to the tactical way we want to play, to the individual behaviors of how we want to play. And I know that if we can commit to that level of playing and attention to detail and understanding and aggressiveness, that we are going to win plenty of matches in this league. Of course, when you have the table situation, it always adds stress to what it's been like since I've been here, frankly. But in the end, I feel like this is the first time I feel like we're making a real step in the right direction.
Now, let's look ahead to today's massive Manchester derby between, of course, Manchester United and Manchester City, which, would you believe, is live, free and exclusive on TalkSport, kicking off at 12:30.
Bring the
It's the champion in one corner and the one-time great in the other.
I understand what it means. And obviously I'm a local lad, so it's a little bit more special for me.
Haaland and Foden with hat-tricks. Manchester City 6, Manchester United 3.
It was a lesson, and we took the lesson, and I think from that point on, we made huge progress.
Rashford has slammed it home. Brilliant finish from Marcus Rashford.
I had the feeling every time I've been in Old Trafford or Man United came here, and at the other stadium always have been a difficult game.
What a story unfolding in Old Trafford.
It's poked back to Haaland, and Haaland gets his second, and Manchester City's third.
Is it a resurgence Manchester United, or have they knocked over the team? I don't know.
You put Man City out at their best against Man United at their best, and you'll get 6-3 again.
Speaking of TalkSport, Man City manager Pep Guardiola, no one really knows, has given reasons as to why his City side have been struggling so much of late.
City fans cannot complain about what this team is able to do, have done, do and will do. Saying that, what happened didn't surprise me. We tried to avoid it. It happened, unfortunately. Hopefully, it's not going to happen again. But it's happened because we do 4 Premier Leagues in 5 years. And sometimes you have to reset this competition Carabao Cup, dictate or show me exactly, in terms of consistency, we're able to do it. And this was our strength in as a team, as a club in the previous seasons. But after back-to-back two times, this could happen. It's normally happen. We are not ready to go there and be ourselves. I'm not talking about winning Carabao Cup. I'm not talking winning games. It's be ourselves. It's behave how we have to do in every single game. Unfortunately, I was a little bit concerned in the beginning of the season that it could happen. Unfortunately, it happened. I don't know if it's going to happen again, but we'll try to do it.
And the Red Devils gaffer Erik ten Hag has also been speaking to TalkSport and discussed how much his United side have improved since the 6-3 loss to Man City earlier on in the season.
There's only one truth, it's always on the pitch. And so, quite clear, last time we didn't well, so we have to do tomorrow better. We know where we have to work on. And it's not only from, it's coming overnight. No, there was a process in the last months where we developed, where we progressed. And now we have now faced it against better teams. Oh, we're looking forward to it. And I think that's one of the things is about the mental approach, mental attitude. So we have to be brave and we have to act with belief and play our game. It was a lesson. And we took the lesson, and I think from that point on, we make huge progress. So we have to continue the progress and the process.
Now, Liverpool manager, Jurgen Klopp, has been speaking to the media ahead of his trip to Brighton later on today. During the press conference, Clippity Klopp lost his cool at a journalist who asked about Liverpool's spending this summer. Put your tin hats on.
Now I have to tell you again the money story. Really? Do I have to tell it again? And that's why. What could be the reason that we have money like crazy, but we don't buy the players even when they're available? That's what you think of me after all the years. So why buy you ask a question where the answer lies on the table? I really don't understand that.
Moving back now to yesterday's breakfast show. Newcastle United defender Dan Byrne joined the station and discussed his hopes for European football this season under Edward Howe.
Yeah, I think like it's very cliche to say take one game at a time. I think at the start of the season, we didn't really sort of set out any targets where we wanted to sort of finish. We just wanted to keep progressing. But obviously, it's went really well this season. And now that we're sort of in and around those Champions League and sort of European spots, like going into sort of the second half of the season, that's got to be a goal. Yeah, I think that the gaffer will say that, but I think we've got quite a good group and we know that as well. It's an experienced group, things can change quickly. But yeah, obviously Fulham got a great result last night. We've got a meet roll back for Sunday as well, so I'm sure they'll come to us full of confidence, so we'll need to be ready.
to Jim White now. And Simon Jordan had some strong words on a wounded Man City side after their Carabao Cup exit and has told the rest of the league to be wary.
If Man City put in two performances that are lacklustre, then you can start to talk about where Man City are at this moment in time. A week before that, they spanked Chelsea 4-0. So one result in a cup that they own, and it's a cup that they've owned previously up until losing it last year. Previously before that, they'd won it every single year, hadn't they? I think it bodes badly for people. I think it bodes badly for those in the Champions League. I think it bodes badly for those in the Premier League, because Pep Guardiola isn't at the top of the tree for no reason. I think that's one result that will answer questions about certain players. Certain players are clamouring at his door to play, and they were given a shot, and they went up to it against Southampton. Mentally went up to it.
Moving on to my favourite show on TalkSport. Oh, it's mine, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show. We were joined by former Man United and Man City midfielder, the wonderful Owen Hargreaves, where, of course, he spoke about what it's like to play in a heated derby.
When you play for like teams like Bayern Munich and Man United and stuff, every game is a must win. So they all kind of feel like derbies, but they're quite special, obviously. I remember my first time playing against Liverpool at Anfield, and Sir Alex said to me, "Oh, and you've never played in a game like this in your life." And I was 26, you know, I've been blessed to play in some Champions League finals and World Cups and stuff. And he said, "This is unlike any other game because of the emotion and because of the two teams and the way the game goes. So if you think you got two touch, you got one." And I remember looking over at him after about 20 minutes in the game, and the ball was never on the deck. The ball was just up in the air. It was back and forth. And it was a bit of a beautiful chaos. And it is, you know, when you have a derby like that, I know it was Man United, Liverpool, there is an extra edge to it. You know, I think the teams are a little bit friendly to each other than we used to play. But still, it's a special one.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And don't forget, of course, later on tonight on TalkSport, we bring you exclusive radio commentary of KSI against FaZe Temper with 3 R's. It's live from the Wembley Arena.
When people see that I'm really about it, especially this Saturday, they're going to be shocked and excited.
The Nightmare! KSI! Down like
that. Yeah, I want that knockdown.
He's got to 8 and then he waves the contest over. A little foul there from KSI to all four corners of the arena.
FaZe Temper, 6'4". Southpaw recently came off a knockout win, tough opponent.
KSI has got the second win in the night, and he has beaten the professional boxer, and this is what this was all about.
It's going to be hard to unlock him, but I definitely have the key to do that.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I don't really care as long as you get them. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a lovely day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.